may think you know tango through the movies and perhaps through the recordings of Astor Piazzolla, but tango has a rich history that goes back over a century. You can immerse yourself in the sound and culture of tango in the upcoming Stowe Tango Music Festival. It's August 20th through the 23rd. Here to tell us more is the festival's artistic director, Hector Del Curto. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hector, I'd like to first ask you the most basic of questions. What exactly is tango?
Well, tango is popular music that was born in the Rio de la Plata between Montevideo and Buenos Aires. And it was born from the immigrants that came to find a new style of life, and they left their families behind in Europe, mainly. And also comes from African roots and from the slaves that were in Argentina. And there were these houses called tangos, where people will meet for celebrations and they will play this music that was more similar to a milonga, which is another rhythm that we have in tango. But it's basically music from all over the world mixed together, and it created this amazing music that today went back all over the world. And you have dancers in every corner of any city or any town.
I think the modern interpretation of tango is that it's kind of the language of love. What is it about this music and this dance that makes it so sensual?
Well, you can say that it's a language of love, but it's much more than that. It's the language of people expressing themselves in different ways, not only love. They will talk about leaving their countries. They will talk about horses, horse races. They will talk about their mothers. And what makes it sensual is there is a lot of connection. And when people dance tango, they are very close to each other. There is a lot of passion, there is a lot of romance, and there is a lot of sadness too to it. Sometimes it's not, as they say, tango is always sad. It's not like that, but there is a lot of it.
I'm curious, you know, this festival is sponsored by the Argentine Tango Society. How did such a cornerstone tango event wind up in Stowe, Vermont?
Well, that's because of the chairman of Argentine Tango Society, who has a residence in Stowe, Vermont. And also, I'm from New York City. Whatever you do in New York City, you might end up getting lost. But in Vermont, we have this goal, this dream of making Stowe, Vermont the capital of tango. And so we are working towards it. We might not get there, but that's what we are trying to do.
Why is it important to you that this music is taught and promoted and learned?
Any place that you go these days, any concert that you go, well, most of them, they will have tango somehow. Sometimes it's not even tango from Argentina, but it's a tango from Albéniz. And people have no idea of what the roots of the music is. And so they play it in a way that is... if you're a classical musician, you will play it as a classical musician. If you are a jazz musician, you will play it as if it was jazz. And they are missing the roots. So that's why we are doing coaching to musicians that are non-tango musicians, to give them a sense of what the essence of the music is. And from there, they can take over and include jazz and classical music as Astor Piazzolla did.
So at the Stowe Tango Music Festival, I suspect, will you have events both for newbies and for veterans?
Yes, we do. We have concerts, and we also have milongas. Milongas are the places where people go to dance. But also we have volunteers that are, all the volunteers know how to dance tango, and they will be willing to teach anybody who wants to have a sense of the basic steps of tango. And they can ask any volunteers that they are going to be wearing a T-shirt with the logo of the festival, and will say volunteer in the back, and they will teach you how to do the first steps.
Well, Hector Del Curto, thank you so much for bringing tango to Vermont and for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope to see you there dancing.
Hector Del Curto is a world-renowned bandoneon player as well as the artistic director for the Sto Tango Music Festival, which happens August 20th through the 23rd. You'll find more information at vpr.net. And indeed, the music that we're hearing is from Hector Del Curto's CD, Eternal Piazzolla.